fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 6th day of April, year of our Lord 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we begin our shows with the Pledge of Allegiance. If you'd like to volunteer, do the pledge. Just send me an email. My email address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Proper tip of the day, I want to encourage people to inventory sea salt, especially if you live 100 or more miles away from an ocean. 500 pounds would be a good amount to have. Why 500 pounds of sea salt, you may ask? Well, here's why. Listen carefully. People can't live without salt. The best salt for human consumption is sea salt. And it's one of the best barter items because human beings can't live without sea salt. Some of the early pioneer fortunes were established by the Caucasians who got to the salt deposits first. And heat won't harm it. Cold won't bother it. Insects won't bother it. And for the time being, thieves aren't going to steal it. So it's relatively inexpensive, easy to store, and would be a great barter item in the future. All right, we're going to have open lines beginning here at Republic Broadcasting. We have our roundtable this morning. Steve Bannoun may join us for a while. He's on the road. Jeff Nyquist will be with us the full 2 hours for the roundtable, the second 2 hours. Leon Green is taking a class, and I'm not sure if Leon will be able to join us at the bottom of the hour or not. We shall see. Okay. My webmaster got the show. Alex Jones did an emergency broadcast this past Saturday. It's now posted at my website. It's in yellow highlighter. The COVID updates, panel 6, the top one, very important, very important. Right below that is just as important. The interview with Dr. Mike Eden, You take, there's a photograph of Dr. Eden there. You can say, you can easily see this man is not a Montana rancher. He's a academic. He's a man who spent the majority of his life indoors. Nothing wrong with that. That was his choice for his chosen career. Former vice president of Pfizer and chief science officer for Pfizer. Now, if you've heard me talk about this before, I'm not going to apologize because this is Red Talk Radio and we have new listeners every day of the week. Now, I printed out several copies of this to take with me. I had several family get-togethers over the Easter weekend to attend. I brought a couple of copies with me. There were certain people I wanted to make sure that had it. And let's begin from the beginning. First of all, who's Dr. Mike Yeadon? That's Y-E-A-D-O-N, Yankee Echo Alpha Delta Oscar November. Once you become the chief science officer for Pfizer, a Fortune 100 company, everything changes. Your life changes. You no longer drive to work. You're too valuable to be exposed to traffic on a public road. No, you get picked up by a bodyguard-driven limousine. That's how you get to work every day. Your family is protected because your family is a legitimate target for kidnappers that would want to kidnap your family to hold them for ransom, or kidnap you to hold you for ransom. Typically, men and women at this point in their life, when they retire and leave a Fortune 100 company like that, they keep quiet. They worked hard to have the pension that they've earned. They're not going to say or do anything that would jeopardize that pension. They probably have stock options and have a large stake in the company, even after they've retired, because of the stock that they own. That's pretty common. What I'm trying to communicate here is that men and women at that point in their career, where they become the chief science officer for a pharmaceutical company, even after they've retired, they typically keep their mouth shut about what they know, especially something that would harm the company they spent most of their adult life with. So, with that background, I'm going to give you a direct quote. This is from Dr. Mike Yeadon. Listen carefully. Please warn every person not to go near top-up vaccines. There is absolutely no need for them. If someone wished to harm or kill a significant proportion of the world's population over the next few years, the systems being put in place right now will enable it. It's my considered view that it is entirely possible that this will be used for massive scale depopulation. That's a direct quote from the former vice president of Pfizer, the former chief science officer of Pfizer, to all of you out there listening. Now, most of my listeners have not and will not get the COVID shot. Now, you're going to find, as we move forward into April, May, June, July, so forth, growing pressure, growing pressure on you to get the COVID shot, making it uncomfortable to not have the COVID shot, making it more pleasant for your life if you do get the COVID shot, making it difficult to live a normal life without the COVID shot. That's what's coming. You'll find people you know and love and trust get the COVID shot, and they will treat you as if there's something wrong with you if once they learn that you did not get the COVID shot. That's what's coming. It's going to take a lot of character and inner strength and prayer to resist getting the COVID shot. The powers that be will do what they can to make it difficult for you to live your life without the COVID shot. The COVID shot, and there's many of them, by the way, these are not FDA-approved vaccines. They're not vaccines at all. Since they're not FDA approved, the military can't force service members to take it. What they are doing, however, is making it very difficult for those who do not take the service members who do not take it. It will harm their careers. It will harm their chance for being promoted. It will harm their chance of getting the choice assignments that they want to get or the schools that they want to take. Military has many schools, by the way, in case you don't know. Dozens and dozens of schools. So it'll be a mixed bag there, too. Men and women who, in active duty military, who understand that their life is worth more than their career, and they will still refuse to take the shot. So I hope that you will read this article. It's only a three. There's a, when you print it out, I think the fourth page is nothing that you need. So I would just print out the first three pages. Not much ink and paper there. I've been using the term smoking gun. This is a smoking gun evidence I've been looking for. Now, scientists, doctors like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny are very important. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's work is extremely important, and her warnings are extremely important. There's a however coming. However, Dr. Yaden has something that Dr. Tenpenny doesn't have, and that's the credibility of having been the chief science officer for Pfizer. From what I can read, Dr. Tenpenny and Dr. Yaden are on the same page in terms of their concerns, the warnings they're issuing. There may be minor differences, but nothing of any consequence between the two. I think that if Dr. Tenpenny and Dr. Yaden were to sit down for a lunch engagement, that they would have a wonderful time sharing their knowledge with each other. I really do believe that. So what I'm urging all of you to do is to read the interview with Dr. Yaden. The interviewer was Mordecai Sohns. It was published at a website, LifeSite News. It's Life, S-I-T-E, News, LifeSiteNews.com. And, of course, it's reproduced there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Now, Alex Jones hit a home run with that Saturday emergency broadcast. He really did. Back when I first started with Republic Broadcasting, I had a Saturday afternoon show. And Jones would be riding around Austin, Texas on a Saturday afternoon. He called into my show several times. Oh, John, this is Alex. You know, I don't know if I can duplicate his raspy voice or not. But Alex really hit a home run with this one. And quite frankly, I need to study it more myself. I've only hit the high points. I don't know the details. I can't communicate the details. It's being forwarded all over the internet by people who understand what's going on and want to alert people with the show that Jones did this past Saturday. Great work on the part of Alex Jones, and I congratulate him for doing so. That's right above the article I was talking about at my website at thelibertyman.com, the COVID-19 updates, panel 6. Let's go back a bit to this COVID shot and where this thing came from and how it came into being. And the previous attempts, very important, the previous attempts to make similar what they are calling vaccines. Now, normally it takes about 10 years for a new vaccine to go through all the testing protocols and be approved by the FDA for human use. Now, we had something called Operation Warp Speed that was announced about a year ago. And at the time I was saying, by the way, my belief was that the vaccines were already in the refrigerators waiting, which there's no evidence of that, but that was my belief. And they bypassed many of the normal procedures for authorizing a vaccine to be used, having it being FDA approved, including animal testing, by the way. Now, the previous attempts to make similar vaccines, when they got to the animal testing part, everything stopped. Because why? Because all the animals died. Well, with Operation Warp Speed and these new COVID shots, the animal tests will be done on human beings, not on innocent lab animals. Be done on, and it is being done right now on human beings. We've had multiple deaths, thousands of people injured, babies being spontaneously aborted by their mothers, and it's horrific what's going on. Mainstream media is not reporting this either at all or to a level that would alert people. Of course, they're not going to do that because they're part of the program to get people to take these COVID shots. You need to educate yourself. You cannot warn others unless you have a thorough working knowledge of what these shots are, why they're dangerous, why people should not take them. More important reason is, why should I take them at all? That's at the beginning of Dr. Yaden's interview. Why should people take them at all? The second sentence in this quotation I read there, there is absolutely no need to them. Well, there isn't. People most at risk of dying from COVID are also most at risk from dying from anything. People that are elderly, people that that are obese, have lung issues, have heart issues, diabetic, those are the top three right there, in addition to advanced age. Then that also constitutes the majority of people who died from the COVID, by the way. Now, if you read carefully about these various COVID shots, you'll find out that they say they won't stop you from getting the COVID. They will make it milder if you do get it. They're also encouraging people who've had both shots to continue wearing masks, to not be around people who haven't had the shot. What's the point? If the COVID shot works, why would these other things even be necessary? Why would you still have to wear a mask if the COVID shot works? We're going to lose a lot of people as a consequence of the COVID shot. Now, I'm no scientist. I have no medical or scientific credentials whatsoever, other than living with my wife, Dr. Moore, for more than 30 years. She was a brilliant woman, knew a lot about health, and my health is largely responsible to her recommendations. But I don't have any credentials myself, but that's why I like to point to people like Dr. Mike Yaden and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, people who really did spend 8, 10, 12 years past high school educating themselves in these complex scientific medical matters. I'm a homicide detective. My knowledge of medicine is very, very limited. But a man like Dr. Mike Yaden or Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, now these individuals, they really know the real deal. And Dr. Tenpenny's been warning about vaccines for decades. It's nothing new for her. It's very new for Dr. Mike Yaden to say anything against vaccines because, well, why? Because he spent much of his adult life helping create vaccines. Dr. Vandenbosch, same thing. He spent most of his life making vaccines. He's still very pro-vaccine, by the way. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 6th day of April. That's the Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps, a fine group of young men and women in St. Charles County, Missouri. There's a link on my website to their website. They have CDs for sale if you want to help support them financially and get some wonderful patriotic music. They duplicate the music of the 1804 U.S. Army wearing the uniforms of the 1804 U.S. Army, authentic down to the buttons and everything is very authentic, and it's a great program. I would like to see other programs like that established around the country. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. We have a lot going on in the world, possible war with Russia and Ukraine right now. The Middle East is always ready to explode. We have Iranian missiles in Venezuela right now with quote-unquote interesting warheads. EMP Shield Devices now has a sale going on, up to $80 off, in addition to the $50 off normally on each device. I don't know how long the sale is going to go on, but it's in effect right now at my website under the EMP Shield panel there. All right. We have the new version of the advertisement for Long Lake Camp now posted. It now states clearly that children under 12 years of age are free. That's a great bonus for families that want to have a wonderful vacation. We'll spend a week up there in August, August 15th through the 21st. I'll be doing my show from the main lodge there Monday through Friday, and those families that attend, they can be my live audience. Okay, let's get back to what's important here. What's important is saving lives, and that means not getting the COVID shot. That means helping others to understand why they should not get the COVID shot. It means being ready to put up with being banned from flying commercial aircraft, probably Amtrak also. Will they get as bad as in Europe where they have checkpoints prohibiting you from going from one town to another unless you have the COVID shot? Well, that may happen in blue states. Not going to happen in Missouri if the imposter in chief attempts to make it federal law. Who's going to enforce that? I can't see the FBI out there enforcing checkpoints. Homeland Security, maybe. And will the sheriffs allow that to happen in their communities? In Missouri and other free states? I don't know. I think many sheriffs will not allow that silliness to go on in their counties. That's my opinion. I've known these sheriffs and worked with them since 1973. Majority of them are good old boys. I've never met a female sheriff in Missouri. There may be some. I'm not aware of it. They live in their communities. They know they'll be sheriff for a while, and then they'll be a private citizen again in their community. And they're not going to allow that silliness in their community where people can't travel because they have not received a particular vaccine. In blue states, however, you know the blue states, California, Oregon, Washington, New York, Illinois, others. Yeah, I can see that happening. I can see the governor enforcing it. I can see sheriffs going along with it. I can see that easily. We had a caller on hold here. We got Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. I just have some updates because I'm keeping track of people I know that got the vaccine.
Okay.
Because I live in a 55 plus. Okay, it's been 2 months since they got it, and it's pretty upsetting because now I have no link to all this, but I'm just watching things happen. Two people I know have fallen, and they can't come back to their apartment. Last weekend, somebody passed away. Other people are complaining about joint issues that kind of like, well, you know, like arthritic, rheumatic joint issues. I'm just logging it down. I can't connect. I'm just watching. And
Let me ask some questions here, Deborah. First of all, you're only talking about people who took the COVID shot, correct?
Correct.
Okay, now, the people complaining of joint issues, they did not complain of joint issues prior to getting the COVID shots?
No.
They did not. Hold on, let's get your report after the break here.
Okay.
Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago when warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonet.
Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Tuesday, the 6th day of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. Don't use a search engine. Just put it directly in your browser up there. Some people have issues with my website on telephones, but it works great on computers. That's thelibertyman.com. There's lots there. You can spend many hours educating yourself, entertaining yourself, making yourself happy, making yourself angry. There's a lot there. And I'm now representing and helping. I'm the only person helping Jim McCanny sell his wing generators. You want to get off grid with a dependable system to make electricity and store electricity and have it there when you need it. It's a process. It takes months to get this done. So the sooner you start, the sooner you can get your own wing generator system. That's W-I-N-G, wing generator. I'm getting caught up on back orders on these energy cleaners. It's been a challenge. I just took delivery of a couple of dozen mattress pads yesterday. I'm getting more energy cleaners in soon. Getting these things boxed up as quick as I can out the door. helping people that got arthritis pain get relief, joint pain, back pain, people that have sleep issues get the best night's sleep they've had, like I get every night. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com, where you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You want to send me a check? My address is right there. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free our line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Let's continue, Deborah, with your report. Now, we had a caller ask a question offline, online, that wondering if these joint pain issues could be from lack of movement due to the lockdown. Do you have any opinion on that one way or the other, Deborah?
Okay, yes, I can see people saying that. This one friend of mine that I've known, though, my whole, well, since the 80s, she lives in a different area. She's 55, 59, and she's a healthcare provider, so she took the vaccine. She's never had joint problems. I know what joint problems are because of my rheumatoid. She's not in a lockdown. She works every day. She keeps calling me, what's wrong with my joints? My joint, right after, this occurred about 4 weeks after she got the second shot. Okay, so that's one person. Another person that lives here, she's pretty mobile, but she didn't have this rheumatic type of joint, which is running through her wrists now, her knees. She, you know, she doesn't believe it's the vaccine, and that's okay, but, and of course I can't prove otherwise. I'm just writing down for my own self. And, but as far as my friend, no, she never had joint problems. She's very active and she works right every day.
Right.
Okay, so, and I understand how, yes, I myself have to get up and move a lot because I do have rheumatoid, and I do understand that. Although I can share something with you. One time I got a pneumonia vaccine and my rheumatoid flared up and it was terrible. So I won't take it again. But anyway, I'm just writing down things. Of course, you know, I can't connect medically myself, but I'm just, there is a lady here who didn't take it. She goes, Deborah, why is everybody getting, why are people passing away and why are people, things are happening to them? And I said, well, I, you know, could be their health or could be the vaccine. I, of course, I'm not medically watching all that. I'm just keeping an eye out. The other thing that bothered me, I heard on, you know, the media people, if people have noticed, they keep scaring people again with this new variant. And they said that the variant is going to be more prevalent with children. My viewpoint on that is they're scaremongering people again so that people rush their children in to get the vaccine because they said this variant's going to hurt the children. And I'm like, unbelievable. I couldn't. I was so mad. Now they're going after the children. And I know people rush their kids in to get this vaccine, and it's really sad. I'm
sorry. It is.
It's really upsetting to me.
It's sad, and it's a criminal conspiracy is what it is that we're being subjected to. Well, that's a great report. Deborah, anything else you got for us?
Well, I wanted to ask you a question for Jeff when he comes on, but it's regarding communistic things, but...
Well, so at the top of the hour, Jeff will be with us if you'd like to ask him in person.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. So that's my update on the COVID thing around my area.
Well, keep making your notes and your observations, and when you got more to report, let us know, Deborah, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Appreciate the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, it's very thoughtful, Deborah, to make these observations. She lives in one of these communities of 55 people, people age 55 and older. And so that she's taking the time to make the effort to report her observations, and that's a good thing. These firsthand reports are very valuable, in my opinion. Going back to Jones' report, his emergency broadcast this past Saturday, which would have been Saturday, April the 3rd. Saturday, April the 3rd is when that report was broadcast. Something called SPARS. I think SPARS is an acronym. I don't know what it's an acronym for. It's getting a lot of attention. I hope to have some time the next few days to study up on it myself and get the real details of what Jones was reporting on. He did an excellent job putting this together. An excellent job. And I think that all of us need to study up on what his report is and keep all those matters in mind as we move forward, to learn as much as we can. I use the term uncharted waters a lot the last few months. You know, men and women who are navigating ships at sea, they have navigation charts that show where the dirt stops and the water begins, how deep the water is, underwater obstructions. When they don't have those charts, they're in uncharted waters. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. And that's where we are. This is not just a U.S. problem. It's a problem of the entire world. The developed world especially, but it's also taking place in Asia, and Africa, and South America, and so forth. We need to keep going back to remind ourselves what the powers that be really want. What's their goal? Well, look at the Georgia Guidestones. A world population of 500 million. It would take a lot of dead people, more than 7 billion dead people, to reach that goal. And they're fully prepared to do that because they regard us as a virus. They regard human beings as a virus on the planet. That's how they think of us. They regard us as a virus to be killed off, that human beings are harmful to the planet, not beneficial to the planet. That's why they want a population of 500 million, most of whom would be their obedient servants, by the way, with the powers that be being the slave masters. Looks like we got a caller on hold here. We've got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. Yes, I find Deborah's reports very informative about the arthritis because I happened to hear about a lady in a church. This is the pastor's wife, and it's a semi-mega church. Not the pastor's wife, his mother. And I found out that her and her husband, they apparently both got the shots. And then later I hear from someone that she had a bad problem with arthritis. And I said, there we go. I already know that there's a likely, there's a correlation and there's a likely causality. And John, you can't prove that all of these side effects are due to the vaccine until you get a massive amount of data and it's overwhelming correlation. Because in that case, correlation does eventually, even in a legal court, right, John, is causality. And that's something people don't realize. I think we're also finding
That's why they have animal testing. So the animals, we find out from the animals before we give it to human beings what the effects are going to be, don't we?
Well, yes. And I saw a cartoon of two rats leaning on the wall. And one said to the other, I'm glad they started with the human trials. They went directly to the human trials.
Yeah,
it's so true.
Well, that's what that's what makes something like that funny, because it is true. Otherwise, it wouldn't be funny.
John, it's not true for 75% of the people or something. You know, and there's people who hear
I see what you mean. Yeah, they don't
in their mind.
They won't get it. Right.
they are more than blind. They are absolutely blind. There's a demonic deception going on here. And, you know, it talks about a great deception in the scriptures, and everybody's talking about it in the past being a UFO thing. Well, I see this great deception. Here's one fulfillment of it, is that a man and his vaccine shot, which is experimental, which you didn't pay attention to, because my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Right, they don't know.
Well, Dave,
and they don't know because they don't even want to hear.
Dave, this is nothing new. I've been dealing with this my entire adult life. When I was in Vietnam, I was an intelligence analyst. I attended a classified briefing every morning. Everything I saw, everything I read, everything I heard was classified. I get home. I tell my parents, my mom and dad, I say, Mom and Dad, Walter Cronkite's lying to you. What you think is happening with this war is not what's happening. And they wouldn't believe me. They believe Walter Cronkite over their son, who just spent a year dealing with classified material on that war. So there's nothing new about this. This has been going on for many decades, Dave, many decades.
Yeah, that's a good way to point it. That's a good point, John. that's what your experience is worth here. You know, it's worth saying something about. I haven't analyzed Alex's article either over the weekend. I only saw it Monday morning and was very busy, and just sent you off a quick text in case you hadn't seen it. But I want to see the documents. I want to look at them myself, and then I think we can make some kind of conclusions about this.
Absolutely.
I will also point out that Dr. Michael Yeadon, it's not merely his position, but it's also other things he said. He said, we developed vaccines, and we were very careful to find out, you know, what was going to happen. He had a high morality statement in one of his videos.
Right.
And when I listen to what he says, it is very top level, very, very level-headed, not this goofy stuff. You listen to a guy like Andrew Kaufman, Tom Cowan, Sally Fallon, whatever her name is, these guys have very, in my opinion, very weak arguments. Kaufman is a psychiatrist, and they're trying to say there's no virus, there's no isolation, there's no proof of a virus. Well, you know, to absolutely prove something is one thing. That's
a fool's errand.
But
we don't need to go down that road. Even if it's true, we don't need to go down that road. It's not necessary.
Well, I think we do need to view these people and what they're saying and saying, listen, this is some distracting misinformation we're being given by these folks. And we need to evaluate and write a list of, is it more likely or less likely that there is a viral cause? Because if there's a viral cause, then we can use viral solutions. There's many things that come out of knowing the truth, you see. So why are you saying that it doesn't matter?
I'm saying we got limited time, Dave. I'm agreeing
yes,
with
do.
Your premise. I'm agreeing with your premise. Where we disagree is how much time to devote to that part of the argument. I'd rather see more time focused on what we know is real, like Dr. Michael Yeadon, and helping educate people on something we can stand behind. And sure, spend a little bit of time to minimize and marginalize things that can't be proven, but not dwell on it very much, just enough to let people know.
I'm not dwelling on it, but I am trying to bring out the point here at least one time, and I brought it out with other people who are promoting their ideas. We have perhaps 25% of the people that listen to RBN, maybe 75%, because they don't have a scientific background. They fall into these traps. These traps then lead them off in the wrong direction, and they're useless. They become useless in...
We're in agreement there. We need to move forward and promote what's real and marginalize that which can't be proven or backed up.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right, Joe. Thanks. Well, I just wanted to get a little bit in before your crew comes.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. We've got a break coming up here soon. The call number is 512 248-8252. Dave's a regular caller. I really appreciate his thoughts. He's a got a PhD in chemistry and bright guy, obviously. And John from Tennessee, got good news for you, John. Your energy cleaner and mattress pad is going up priority mail today, sir.
That's fantastic. Thank you. I'm actually getting it for my daughter-in-law. She's got rheumatoid arthritis, so we're going to see if it's helping her. That's great. Listen, I hear the break.
Hold on to the break here, John. We'll get to your call after the break. Stay tuned.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. victory, however long and hard the road may be. For without victory, there is no survival. Let that be realized. No survival for the British Empire. No survival for all that the British Empire stood for. No survival for the urge and impulse of the ages that mankind will move forward towards its goal. But I take up my task with buoyancy and hope. I feel sure that our cause will not be suffered to fail among men. At this time, I feel entitled to claim the aid of all. And I say, come then, let us go forward together with our united strength.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, John, what's your comment or question, sir?
Okay, well, first, before I get that, I got to tell you, John, that the woman that took my order, if anyone's listening, what a professional. You have good people answering the phone and taking orders.
Well,
so I want
that.
You to know that. Secondly,
it's a family-owned business that I've been using for many years. I know the owner, yes.
Well, they're excellent. Anyway, the reason I called, you know, you were talking about the vaccine with a caller from New York, and I was watching a video this morning, an interview. Here's some numbers that they threw out. 44% of white evangelicals say they will not get the vaccine. 33% of black evangelicals say they will most likely not get the vaccine. 24% of non-evangelical Christians said that they won't get it, and only 20% of Catholics said they would not get it. So what does that do, John? That makes these pesky, white, evangelical Christians the threat because of those 44%. That's the majority, according to CNBC. And then you have Franklin Graham, president of Samaritan's Purse, saying that he believes every Christian should get the vaccine. Christ would want all of the Christians to get the vaccine. And he cites the parable of the Good Samaritan as giving medical care for that time. We need the vaccine, John. Forget the fact that it could very well be leading up, if not is, the dreaded mark of the beast. We just need to be obedient and get the vaccine. So I wanted to get your thoughts on what I just said, numbers, whether or not we're enemies of the state as Christians.
Well, Christians are going to be enemies of the state worldwide. China is already issuing a communist-friendly Bible, I understand. There was a film, Silent Cry, I'm not sure, maybe Silent Song, something like that, about Chinese Christians singing silently, because if they sang openly, they would be arrested. Very sad. So I agree, we're in for a long road here, tough road, John. Thank you for your call. We got a top of the hour break.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.